name is Ashlyn Johnson, and today I want to be baptized to show everyone that I've decided to follow Jesus and live for his glory. I grew up in Buffalo coming to Summit, and then I moved and stopped going to church. I knew something was missing, so I found a little church where I live now and started to build my foundation, going to church every Sunday and going to youth group, but I still wasn't like fully committed. So then I was invited by my friends from Summit to go to church camp, and I felt how God could change my life and I felt his presence. And then after that, I knew that it was time to get baptized and find the missing puzzle piece that was in my life and live for his glory.
Well, as you know, the Johnsons moved away. Sad day. But I just love that you keep coming back and coming to camp and are still a part of the church and that you want to be baptized. And so I'm just so excited about that and how your faith has grown over the years. She had written down everything about the gospel and everything in her book, and it was just wonderful to see her thoughtful processing of it all. And then she wanted to tell the world that she wanted to give her life to Jesus. And so we're gonna baptize you as your proclamation to the world that you're following him and that you love him. And it's just cool that this is a special place for you guys and that you get to do this. You've been a part of this little spot in the creek since you guys were little. And now we get to baptize you. And are you ready? And Aspen, because of your profession of faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I baptize you now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
My name is Brooke Camino, and I want to be baptized because I'm ready to tell the world that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I grew up going to church, but I never really participated in it, and I didn't really know who God was until I started going to youth group. And eventually I went to church camp, and I felt a presence there that I hadn't felt before. And I think it was God, and it made me feel that everything was going to be okay, and I didn't have to worry about anything anymore. And it really changed my life for the better, and I'm ready to tell the world that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior.
I've known Brooke for a long time and have watched her grow and watched her faith just blossom over the years. And sitting down with her the other day, she just told me that she understands the gospel, that she loves Jesus. She wants the world to know that she loves Jesus and wants to follow him. And so, you ready?
Yeah.
So Brooke, because of your profession of faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I baptize you now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Well, friends, so glad that you are here today. This is probably my favorite Sunday of the entire year. We call it Celebrate Sunday. It's kind of like a holiday we invented here at Summit Church because we're going to have baptisms this afternoon at 1:30 up at the YMCA of the Bighorns in the creek. So we appreciate your prayers for sunshine. at 1:30, we're going to be baptizing. But for this morning, we're going to be hearing the stories, celebrating the testimonies of those who are making this step of faith to be baptized today. For time's sake, we're not going to have every story in every service, but later on this week, we'll have all the videos uploaded onto our YouTube channel. But we're going to start with the kids. We're going to start with the kids' stories. And I got to tell you, I am incredibly proud that we have a thriving children's ministry here at Summit Church. We have tried to be very intentional to make an impact for the next generation for Jesus Christ. And because of that, every year a large portion of our baptisms are kids. And so as we get through, we already had a chance to practice with those first two that these gals were baptized a little bit ago. But what happens here when we watch these videos? Giving your life to Jesus is like the most important thing that anyone can ever do. And so after each video, what we do here at Summit Church is we celebrate loud. So we clap and we cheer and we hoot and we holler and we make a joyful noise to celebrate what God is doing in their life. You ready for it?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
My name is Charlie Loden, and the reason I want to be baptized is because I want the world to know that I'm a Christian. I had anxiety at night, and he's been taking away that anxiety. I want the world to know that I'm a Christian.
Why I want to be baptized is because I love Jesus and want to live my life for God. My favorite verse is, "Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Isaiah 41:10. I like it because it helps me when I'm scared. The people who have helped me are my mom and dad, my sister, Faith, Lily, Pastor William, Pastor Steele, and Pastor Matt, and my grandparents. God's love has changed me. Even through the hard times, He's still good.
Martin, and I was a sinner and I knew it was wrong, so I came to Christ and I wanted everyone to know that I was a Christian because He forgave me.
I believe that Jesus is the Son of God and I want to follow Him. Someone who has shown me Jesus is my parents and the church.
My name is Evander and I would like to be baptized because I believe in Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and I believe in God.
Mabel Corlett, and why I want to be baptized is because I love Jesus and I want to show that I want to follow Him.
Hello, my name is Genesee. I want to be baptized because I just want to start a new life with Jesus, and I just want to show Him that I want to have more faith in Him.
Helping me do the right thing.
God's really changed me by just showing me on what to do and helping me do it correctly.
Woohoo! All right, well friends, we have more to come. We'll have the adult stories here in just a little bit. But before we get into that, we're going to take a moment and dig into God's Word together. And so, if you haven't been here in a while, we've been going through spending our summer hanging out in the book of Psalms. And so we're going to be in Psalm 100 this morning, for those who like to follow along. Psalm 100. So when Amber and I were living in Kentucky, and I was working on my master's degree, my brother, Bobby, he also was living in the same town. He was going to Asbury College while I was at Asbury Seminary. And so one summer, it was July, we were looking for some place to go and watch the fireworks, but the only place nearby was actually, there was a private company party for the R.J. Corman Company. Now, R.J. Corman, he's like this big railroad tycoon. He was like kind of like the king of the county. And so he had this big party, but he would invite the community to come and watch his impressive fireworks display. And so my wife and I, Amber and I, and my brother and his wife, we all loaded up in the car, and we went to try to find where we go, and we weren't sure where you park, how do you watch these fireworks, but we saw a line of cars, and so we got in the line, and we followed the cars right up to R.J. Corman's sprawling estate. And we got right up to the gate, and there was some security guards there at the gate, and they came and tapped on the window, and they said, "Excuse me, can we have your tickets?" And I looked all confused. I'm like, "Tickets? I thought this thing was free." And he says, no, this is the line for the private event for the company employees. The general public is supposed to park in the Corman airfield across the street. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know this. We didn't know where to go. And so let me just back out of here and we'll get out of the way. So I was trying to back out. I was trying to figure out how I could turn around, but the gate was so narrow and the line of cars behind us was so tight. Eventually, one of the security guards, he just goes over, he grabs some tickets, rips off the top, gives them to us and says, "Enjoy." And I was like, "Are you kidding me?" And let me tell you what, it was awesome. Man, it was such a huge, we got to be there with, we just blended in with the hundreds of employees that were celebrating, and they had this big stage with live music going all the time. They had this fireworks display that maybe wasn't the biggest one ever, but it was so close. It was right above you. It was at the end of the night, and afterward, we were just all covered with ash. That's how close we were to the fireworks. They had just lines and lines, tables filled with all kinds of buffet. They had a Schwann's ice cream truck. Anyone remember the Schwann's ice cream trucks? They just had one parked out there filled with ice cream. You could get as much of whatever that you wanted. I was standing there, and this guy came up, and he's like, "Hey, could I get a box of ice cream sandwiches?" He's like, "Sure." He ripped the cardboard box, ripped the top off, and just gave it to him. I mean, it was so cool. And the whole time we're walking around, I'm thinking to myself, man, I don't really deserve this. I haven't earned this. Technically, I don't belong. But at the gate, I was given grace. At the gate, I was invited in to the celebration. And let me tell you what, friends, I was so grateful for this unexpected, undeserved gift. Well, if you found Psalm 100, let's read it together, shall we? It's a pretty short psalm. We'll read the whole thing. Psalm 100, verse 1. A psalm for giving thanks. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Let's just take a moment and pray. Kind Father, we just thank you so much for your word. Lord, we thank you that it is true. Lord, we just pray that by the power of your Holy Spirit, you would speak to us through your word and that we would be encouraged and challenged by what you have for us today. In your name, amen. Now, friends, did you notice there in verse 4? I just love that verse. It says, enter his gates with thanksgiving. enter his gates with thanksgiving. And as I read that this week, I just couldn't help but think about the time that we got to enter the gates of the R.J. Corman party. And let me tell you, when we went through those gates, we were thankful. We got to be invited in to the celebration. What a beautiful gift of grace. But you know, friends, as we read this text together this morning, I got to ask you this question, and we need to be honest. How do we normally approach God? How do we normally approach God? How do we enter into his presence? Do we often come to God complaining? Grumbling? Are we critical? Are we cynical? Are we angry? Are we entitled? Are we ungrateful? As the ancient Israelites journeyed uphill into the hills to Jerusalem, and they walked through those magnificent stone gates into the temple to worship the Lord Almighty, the posture of their heart mattered. The attitude in which they approached God mattered. The psalmist declared, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving." And friends, I think this is true for us as well. Gratitude is the gateway into God's presence. Gratitude is the gateway into God's presence. In my own personal prayer time, I always like to start with gratitude. Whenever I go before the Lord, when I'm just having my own personal devotion time, I start with this long list of all the awesome things that God has done, all the wonderful things that God is. And sometimes when I'm leading a prayer time, a prayer group, sometimes what I'll do is I'll just say, okay, here's what we're going to do. For this particular prayer time, we're going to only do thanksgiving. We're only going to sit here and talk about how good God is and all the wonderful things he's done. We're going to save all our prayer requests for another time. Church, if right now you are in a season where it feels like God is kind of distant, like you aren't hearing from him, there could be a number of reasons for that, but what if part of the problem is we are approaching him with the wrong posture in our heart? Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Approach his throne with praise. Now, another thing I notice in this short little psalm is that the image you get from Psalm 100 is kind of this huge crowd that is approaching Jerusalem. It's walking into the Temple Mount area. You see, for feasts and festivals, God's people, they would make a pilgrimage. And so from all over the entire country, some people traveling hundreds of miles, they would gather to worship together there in Jerusalem. You see, church, thanksgiving multiplies within community. Thanksgiving multiplies within community. Sometimes we think, well, you know, I don't need to be plugged into like a church family to be a Christian. And friends, that's technically true, but God's plan for us, if you read his word, God's plan is community. And there are so many reasons why we need community for encouragement, accountability, inspiration, strength, so that we can come together and we can be the body of Christ and we can accomplish the mission to which we have been called. But one of the reasons why we need community, I think, is that it multiplies gratitude. It multiplies gratitude. Let me explain what I mean. You see, when I'm all by myself, when I'm in my personal prayer time, I can thank God for all the blessings he's given me. I can recognize all the beautiful and miraculous things he's done in my life. But friends, when I am in community, when I'm living in community and hanging out with other people, I get to see all the awesome things that God's doing in other people's lives as well. I get to see how he's healing and transforming and saving and setting people free from addiction. And I look all around me, I see he's restoring relationships, igniting hope in the darkness. And as I live in community, that gratitude in my heart just grows and multiplies and fortifies. It just, as I get this bigger and bigger picture at just how loving and kind and graceful and wise and awesome our God truly is. And friends, that's a That's a big part of what Celebrate Sunday is all about. We're going to multiply our gratitude together. Now, the last thing I want to point out here in Psalm 100 is the last verse. It points out the reason why we can enter into his courts with thanksgiving. It says, because his love never fails. His faithfulness endures forever. Guys, life in this broken world has seasons. In this world, you will have troubles. As you go through life, I'm telling you, there's going to be hills and valleys, ups and downs. There are going to be days when you're up on the mountaintop and it just seems like everything is so great. And then there are going to be other days when you're down in the pit and it feels like the whole world is falling apart. There will be days when you have real, genuine reason for sorrow. The psalmist is not trying to minimize or ignore that. There will be days of heartache and disappointment and lament. There will be days that we have reason for anger when it's justified. There will be days that we fall into jealousy. There will be days that we have a legit reason for fear. But friends, here's the deal. With all these things, with all these emotions, these things come and go. There are hills and valleys. Sometimes these things are just so big, they just kind of take over our life. Other times, these things are kind of minimal. They go up and down. But church, there is one thing that is constant and steadfast and abundant every single day from now until all eternity. And that, my friends, is your Creator, your Redeemer, your Savior. And so every single day, you and I, we have tremendous reason for praise. Beloved of God, as followers of Jesus Christ, no matter how dark it gets, no matter how hard the road we have to walk, if we have eyes to see, if we do the work to look around and see what the Lord is doing, guys, we always have massive reason to be grateful. We have a Creator who made us. That means you're not an accident. You have a purpose. God has a plan for your life. Guys, if you woke up this morning and you have breath in your lungs, it means God has a plan for you today. He's still got a use from you. That's a gift from God. Guys, if you have food on the table and money in the bank, if we have family or friends or a church to go to, if we have a roof over our head, if we have work to do, that is all a gift from our kind Heavenly Father. When the sun is shining bright and it's beautiful outside, that's a gift. When the rain is watering the earth that we so desperately need that rain, that's a gift. As we look around and we see the mighty, majestic mountains or look up at the vast, endless sky, the stars above, as we sit there by this beautiful, peaceful stream, church, all around us, everywhere we look, we are surrounded by God's beauty and His glory and His kindness. Guys, every single day, we know that God's love has not failed. He's still there. He's still loving. He has not forsaken us. Every single day, we can sing songs of joy that Jesus Christ died in our place. Every day, we remember that He died on the cross to pay the ultimate price so that we can know for sure that our sin has been paid for, our shame and our guilt has been washed away. We know that our chains are broken and we are set free. Because of His unfailing love, we have a new heart, we have a new family. We now have a place that we belong because of Jesus. We are a new creation. We have the promise of everlasting life in His kingdom. And our past may be dark, our past may have sorrow and regret, but we look forward to our future. And friends, we have infinite joy awaiting us. That is our story. That is how our story ends. Amen. And so, beloved, we can enter into His courts with thanksgiving. We can walk through those gates singing songs of joy. What else can we do? And so, friends, we're going to continue to allow our gratitude to multiply this morning as we watch these stories of how Jesus Christ entered in and changed lives and transformed hearts. And so let's just continue to celebrate together as we watch these videos.
My name is Jaron Pummel. I grew up in a strictly Christian household, going to church every Sunday. And then around middle school, I started losing my way, just noticing women for the wrong reasons, and kind of made sports my idol. I put my identity in the wrong things, and we ended up having to quit all of my sports due to injuries, the worst of which being sort of head trauma and nerve damage. Everything I had put my identity in slipped away and fell out of reach, all the scholarships, and lost most of my friends. Just living in darkness. I was in too much pain. I couldn't remember my past. I had very little hope for the future. Days kind of all just blurred together. I was faking a smile, just trying to get to the night, and the nights did not bring me any relief or rest. I was trapped in my own mind with no real hope for the future. And as it went on, the doctors had no answers and the meds had no relief or help. Most of them just made things worse. Ended up, I turned to copious amounts of nicotine to get me through the day and would smoke myself to sleep at night and use the weed to ease my pain, but it never did completely. This spring, I gave my life to Jesus and just found such a peace in that. I watched the demons I had fought for so long just fall and flee in his presence. Lost the chains of lust and addiction that had held me down. Found so much peace with God in life lately, and I've healed more in the last 7 months than I did in the last 7 years combined. And it's really just been amazing to see what he can do. Here to publicly dedicate my life to him and be baptized in the water as I have been in the Spirit, so that others can find the peace I've found and know the God that I know. Amen.
Kirsten Johnson. My testimony starts when I was about 5 years old. I asked God to come into my life. I remember my neighbor, who was also a leader at our church, Dean, helped me pray that prayer and ask Jesus into my heart after Joy Club one afternoon after school. And then I pursued a relationship with God all throughout middle school and high school. And I really just cherished that relationship and his presence in my life. When I went to college, I still believed in God, but I definitely drifted on my journey. I became more nervous and a little more reserved about sharing my faith openly. Just kind of got nervous about that. But starting this year, actually in March, I was listening to some sermons online at home, and I really just felt God move on my heart. I felt like every single sermon was telling me exactly what I needed to hear, telling me I still love you, I want that relationship, don't be afraid. So ever since then, I have been starting to seek God more and pursue our relationship again. He also put on my heart some things I was maybe trying to avoid, some sin in my life I needed to address. And so I've been really blessed that I've been able to do that. I just realized I want to be unashamed living for God every day, and I want to be running for Jesus toward him every day. So I'm really excited to get baptized.
My name is Mark Moore. I'm a grateful believer in Jesus Christ, and I have victory over drug addiction. I was baptized in 2019 when the Lord found me. I was living in addiction. Life was not good. Well, last week when I went to see our summit, it was a very, very amazing, amazing opportunity. The Lord led me to see that I never healed from my childhood dysfunction. So from my birth until I was 16, I was in an abusive, neglectful, mentally and physically abusive home, which led to my drug addiction, which I turned over to the Lord back in 2019. But that's the only thing that I gave up to the Lord. I didn't give anything else. I thought that if I quit my drug addiction, everything else would fall, would heal, would, you know, it would get better, but it never did. Over the course of the last 6 years, I have kept secrets, or what I felt like was secrets from the Lord, never fully being able to heal from them. So last week I cried out to the Lord. I wept, I cried, I told God that I was distant and I didn't want to be distant anymore. I did not want to live the life that I was living. I was tired of living in disobedience. It was because I had anger and depression and self-worth problems on the inside that I was never able to let go because I never gave them to God. For the first time in my entire life, I have felt like all of that was taken from me, that He has forgiven me for my sins. I believed that I was who I was raised to be. Somebody that was unlovable, somebody that could never do anything with this life. But the Lord has very clearly told me recently that that is not who I am. I am created in His image and I am His masterpiece. I am not who I was raised to be. I am a child of God and He loves me and He wants me to thrive. He wants me to help save His people. He wants me to take His word to people that don't know it. My life was me being traumatized and then shoving it to the side and not working on it because I had already forgiven my dad. But I never got to heal from it. And I feel like I finally got to heal from it. I am giving my life over to the Lord for Him to use it how He wants. And I'm just going to let it happen. Go wherever He sends me to do whatever He asks of me. And just live for Him.
My name is Chris Miller, and this is my testimony. Being a foster child from the age of 5, to adulthood, I learned to live out of trash bags, going from one home to the next. This led to a feeling of inadequacy and undesirability, which then pushed a mentality of, I don't need anybody, which I used to make more poor decisions in life. I used a lot of drugs and alcohol to mask the pain that I felt. I fought with the need to want to be loved by somebody, accepted by somebody. I was first introduced to Christ when I was 20 years old through a friend and his family, who I call my family today. After that first introduction, I still continued to fight with acceptance with God. About 6 months ago, I finally fully gave my life to Christ. I finally woke up and realized God's always been with me. Even through the hardships, He's never left. I thank God every day for what He has provided for me and for my blessings. I am so grateful for Jesus and the sacrifice that was made. Without it, I would never make it to heaven. Thank you.
So my name is Anna Kavitz, or Annie, and I want to be baptized because I want to personally make that declaration of my faith in Jesus, and I truly feel like he saved me. Growing up as a kid, I was baptized as a baby in the Catholic religion. My family went to church, but mostly just for holidays and things like that. I started coming to Buffalo to visit my brother and my sister-in-law, and every Sunday we came to Summit Church. Every Sunday that we came, I felt like you, Pastor William, were speaking directly toward me, and it was just like the weirdest thing. I never really leaned into that. I just went to the service, felt that, and then I went home. My dad passed away in October of 2021, and I started drinking pretty heavily. I started using alcohol as like a coping mechanism to kind of hide my feelings and my sadness. But the first 6 months that I lived here, it didn't. I continued my drinking and it actually got a lot worse. So I decided to do a dry January. After like 2 weeks of that dry January, my brother kind of challenged me to go a full year because he had done that before. And I took that challenge head on and decided I was gonna go a full year without drinking alcohol. And in those first couple of months, I started going to church, and I came to church to Summit every single Sunday. And I have not missed a Sunday since then. So it really, really has made a big, big change in my life. I kind of started to run and lean in to God and Jesus Christ rather than away like I was before. Now, I feel like I'm fully committed. My heart is open to him. I'm open to his forgiveness. I'm open to all of the lessons. Everything that he has done for me has been great. I'm over 19 months sober, 583 days to be exact. I really am the happiest I've ever been, and I truly, truly do feel like Jesus Christ saved me. And so that's why I want to be baptized.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. He is so good. He is so good. There is so much reason to give thanks. Let's go to him in prayer right now, shall we? Kind Father, we thank you so much that you are so good. Lord, your love is unfailing. Your grace really is amazing. And we thank you that you saved a wretch like me. That you opened the gates, that you allowed us in, even though we didn't deserve it, even though we didn't earn it. By your love, you made a way that we could enter into that eternal joy. So Lord, we just ask that you would bless these folks that are making this decision today. And I just pray that it is just cemented in their memory, that they always remember that they have been changed and transformed by your love, and that they have a new identity in you. So we love you, and we pray all these things in your mighty name. And all God's people agreed together and said,
Amen.
Amen.